Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Courageous Cultures by Karen Hirt and David Dye, a book that guides corporate executives and managers through the process of building a work environment conducive to open communication and innovation. This 2020 publication draws from the author's extensive experience. Hirt, a former Verizon Wireless executive and a recognized speaker on leadership, and Dye, a seasoned leadership consultant and podcast host, to provide practical strategies supported by real-world case studies. Courageous Cultures is ideal for managers looking to enhance productivity and morale by fostering an atmosphere where employees feel safe and valued. When contributing ideas, the book's actionable advice promises to transform traditional workplace dynamics into thriving, open forums ripe with creativity. Whether you're a seasoned executive or a new manager, this book offers essential insights into nurturing a forward-thinking culture that empowers every team member to speak up and excel. Join us as we explore how to implement these impactful strategies in your own organization. Courageous Cultures: How to Build Teams of Micro-Innovators, Problem Solvers, and Customer Advocates. Introduction: Encouraging openness. Foster a culture where employees feel safe to voice thoughts. Have you ever noticed that some employees hesitate to express their concerns or ideas? They might observe issues within the organization, but choose to remain silent rather than risk standing out or facing reprisal. At first glance, staying silent might seem like the safer route, but it's a strategy that stifles personal and organizational growth in the long run. Creating a workplace environment that encourages openness and speaking up is crucial for growth and innovation. To do this successfully, organizations need to foster a culture where employees feel secure and supported, a courageous culture. In this engaging exploration, we'll uncover strategies to cultivate such an environment, benefiting both the employees and the company at large. We delve into how expressions of frustration or displeasure can be the first step toward developing courage in the workplace, techniques to identify and diminish the influence of those who prioritize flattery over genuine feedback, the roles of curiosity and clarity in nurturing and sustaining a culture of courage. By embracing these insights, leaders can transform their workplaces into spaces where transparency and courage are not just encouraged, but celebrated, leading to a thriving, innovative organizational climate. Part 1: Building a Fearless Future, The Need for a Courageous Culture in a Tech-Driven World. Imagine leading a team where everyone feels bold enough to bring forward innovative ideas. Picture your employees suggesting a groundbreaking service or a cost-efficient method that could alter your business landscape. Even small gestures like setting up a board for birthday greetings can tremendously boost morale. In a world where technology increasingly automates tasks, fostering a workplace that values human ingenuity is more crucial than ever. Here's why developing a courageous culture isn't just beneficial. It's essential for your company's growth and adaptability. As automation and artificial intelligence redefine traditional roles, the human touch becomes paramount. No machine can match the human ability to inspire, connect, or innovate at a deep, empathetic level. This gap underscores the importance of encouraging employees to speak up and share their ingenuity, ensuring the company not only survives but thrives in the digital era. Moreover, with the rise of the gig economy, traditional job models are under transformation. Many workers now prefer freelance roles that offer flexibility over conventional 9-to-5 jobs. Surveys indicate that nearly a third of employees are engaging in freelance or contract work, and almost half of all college students express a preference for entrepreneurship over traditional employment. In such a fluid job market, establishing a courageous culture is increasingly critical. This culture acts as a strong incentive for talented individuals to stay, drawn by the promise of a work environment where their voices are heard and their contributions valued. Within this empowered framework, you'll find micro-innovators who constantly seek ways to enhance operations, problem solvers who view the company as their own and strive for excellence, and customer advocates who prioritize and address client needs meticulously. This chapter sets the stage for exploring how to cultivate a courageous culture that not only attracts but also retains these invaluable team members, propelling your company toward unwavering success in an automated world. Part 2. Transforming Workplace Culture. How Courage Overcomes Toxicity. Why is it that employees often hold back from voicing their ideas at work? The reasons vary widely, but tend to focus on a perceived lack of support from management for innovation, a phenomenon where responsibility is diffused among many, leading individuals to assume that others will speak up, or from past negative experiences that make them fear ridicule or backlash if their ideas fail. This leads us to an essential realization. Replacing a toxic workplace culture with a courageous one can significantly boost employees' confidence to share their ideas. Consider the adverse impact of what might be termed courage crushers, behaviors that shame, blame, or intimidate people into silence. These negative actions can stifle creativity and innovation and are often signs of a deeper cultural malaise within a company. Creating a courageous culture becomes even more critical during stressful periods, such as company restructuring or market uncertainty. At these times, the temptation might be to cling to the familiar, but what's truly needed is an environment that fosters open dialogue and trust. Take the case of Ivan, a senior manager at a major firm. Faced with the dual challenges of a looming project deadline and a team member whose brilliant contributions were overshadowed by his bullying behavior, Ivan made a pivotal choice. Despite pressure from above to simply meet the deadline regardless of internal conflicts, Ivan decided to act decisively to affirm his commitment to a respectful, supportive work environment. He dismissed the bully. This bold move, though it temporarily reduced his team's numbers, ultimately led to a strengthened group dynamic. United by a clear demonstration of valued principles, Ivan's team not only met the deadline, but exceeded expectations. This story illustrates the transformative power of courage in leadership. By prioritizing a healthy, open workplace culture, leaders can inspire their teams to achieve remarkable results, even in the face of adversity. Part 3. Balancing Curiosity and Clarity. The Secret to Unlocking Employee Innovation. Imagine a leader who stands up for the well-being of his team, irrespective of potential repercussions. David, the head of a nonprofit, demonstrated such leadership when he confronted a powerful but rude donor who had upset his assistant. Despite the financial risk, David set clear boundaries with the donor, prioritizing his team's respect and dignity over monetary contributions. The result? The donor continued his financial support, and David gained immense loyalty from his team. This tale underscores a broader principle. Finding the right balance between curiosity and clarity can lead to a wealth of innovative ideas from employees. But what exactly do we mean by curiosity and clarity in a corporate context? Curiosity involves a continuous quest for improvement, always questioning how processes, products, or services can be better. Clarity, on the other hand, relates to how transparent and understandable a company's goals, roles, and procedures are to its employees. Both elements are crucial in creating a culture that not only supports but drives innovation. However, like all good things, too much curiosity or clarity can create issues. Excessive curiosity may lead to a lack of focus, turning the work environment chaotic. Overemphasis on clarity can make the company seem rigid and static, discouraging employees from voicing new ideas because they perceive no need or room for change. The challenge lies in striking the perfect balance on the clarity-curiosity continuum. Achieving this balance ensures employees understand and respect the company's framework, while also feeling safe and motivated to introduce new ideas within that framework. A practical approach to fostering this environment is what's known as building a courage map. This involves charting out instances in your career where you've exhibited courage, similar to David's decisive action against the donor. By engaging employees to map out their own courageous acts, you lead them through a process called navigating your narrative, which not only encourages personal reflection, but also inspires future acts of bravery and innovation. Another creative strategy was implemented by Nate Brown, co-founder of CX Accelerator. He introduced a magic button on team members' computers, which, when pressed, allowed them to easily submit feedback and ideas, whether it's through such digital tools, suggestion boxes, or direct discussions. Making it clear that employee input is valued is critical. In conclusion, it's not always about grand gestures. Sometimes facilitating innovation simply requires the right environment where curiosity meets clarity, encouraging everyone to speak up and share their potentially game-changing ideas. Part 4, Cultivating Participation, the Transformative Power of Managerial Gratitude. Imagine you've devised a clever shortcut to streamline a cumbersome process at work, potentially saving your colleagues significant time each day. Excited, you share your idea with your manager, only to be met with a discouraging response. "That's not what I hired you to do. Stick to your job description." Unfortunately, this scenario is all too common. However, imagine the possibilities if the reaction were the opposite, where managers are supportive and recognize the value of new ideas. Indeed, research indicates that in such supportive environments, employees are 12 times more likely to recommend their company as a great place to work, signaling deep loyalty and satisfaction. The core idea here: when managers show gratitude and actively encourage employee participation, the benefits are profound and mutual. Not everyone finds it easy to speak up, especially in a professional setting. Recognizing the effort it takes for an employee to point out inefficiencies or suggest improvements is the first step toward fostering a more innovative and inclusive workplace. Start by expressing thanks. Acknowledge the initiative and thought behind their suggestion. Follow up by discussing how their idea could be integrated into current workflows, or if it can't be implemented, clearly explain why. Transparency here is crucial. Remember, not every idea will be a game changer. Some may initially seem unfeasible or off target. However, instead of dismissing these outright, use them as coaching opportunities. Guide your employees through refining their proposals, which can sometimes lead to unexpectedly viable solutions. Implementing an idea path can be particularly helpful. It's a systematic approach where you and your employee walk through the development stages of an idea, from conception to potential execution. Discuss what steps are needed, who should be involved, and any necessary approvals. This not only helps employees understand the logistical aspects of implementing ideas, but also educates them on strategic thinking within the company's framework. Moreover, by clearly articulating company goals, you provide a beacon for your team's creative efforts. Knowing what the company aims to achieve helps employees tailor their innovations and contributions effectively. Establishing a culture where gratitude and active participation are the norms ensures that employees feel valued and understood. This ethos not only encourages more frequent and higher quality contributions, but also builds a workplace where courage and creativity is not just accepted, but celebrated. Part 5, Adapting Successful Strategies to Fit Your Unique Context. Picture a team manager who has made a tradition of hosting a lavish feast each year, featuring wild game he hunted, handmade noodles, and fresh veggies from his garden. His team eagerly anticipates this elaborate gesture of appreciation. Now, consider a colleague managing a different team within the same company. Inspired but daunted, she wonders whether she could ever orchestrate something equally impressive. But the lesson here isn't about the grandeur of the event. She doesn't need to replicate her colleague's method. Instead, she can draw inspiration from the underlying principle of creating a meaningful team experience that resonates with her own style and resources. The main takeaway is, don't merely replicate successful solutions. Adapt their core principles to align with your own context and capabilities. For a practical example, consider the approach taken by two managers at separate call centers faced with the challenge of enhancing employee empathy. The first manager encouraged his team to imagine every customer as his grandmother, Betty, a retired nurse beloved for her kindness. This vivid personal connection, encapsulated in the phrase, "What about Betty?" effectively fostered a more empathetic service mindset. In the second call center, the manager adapted the concept to fit his unique setting. He didn't have a Grandma Betty, but he embraced the underlying principle by introducing different empathetic triggers, baby items scattered around the office. This culminated with the introduction of an infant doll named Carl, an acronym for Care About Real Lives. This symbol served as a constant reminder for staff to treat every customer interaction with care and consideration, reflecting the empathy associated with caring for a child. These examples show that while the two managers employed different strategies tailored to their specific environments, both adhered to the fundamental principle of nurturing empathy among their employees. By localizing this principle, they not only effectively communicated the desired behavior, but also cultivated a sense of ownership and pride among their team members. Such tailored applications of broader ideas not only solve the original problem, but also enhance engagement and confidence, empowering employees to speak up and contribute more freely. Part 6, Constructing a Foundation for Bravery, Selecting and Nurturing the Right Talent. We've explored ways managers can encourage their teams to voice opinions and ideas freely. Now, let's delve deeper into establishing systems and structures that inherently support a culture of courage. This is about more than just occasional support. It's about building a solid infrastructure that consistently fosters bravery. The essence here is simple. To build a sturdy foundation for courage, it's critical to hire the right individuals and provide them with thorough training. Starting with the recruitment process, focus on identifying candidates who not only have the necessary skills, but also a proven willingness to take initiative and address challenges head-on. During interviews, consider asking questions that reveal their courage, such as, "Can you describe a situation where you had to overcome a significant challenge at work?" Or, "Tell me about a time you disagreed with a decision and how you handled it." Once the right candidates are on board, the next step is to nurture their courageous instincts. Within their first month, ask them to submit their top three innovative ideas. This not only encourages them to think creatively, but also signals that their input is valued right from the start. To sustain this momentum, regular feedback and potentially a reward system for proactive communication can be beneficial. It's vital to continually nurture this environment to prevent any form of negativity from permeating the culture. Begin with small, manageable initiatives. You might start by organizing a session with managers to identify and discuss courage gaps among employees. Framing this as an experimental approach helps to ease into new practices without overwhelming anyone with the expectation of immediate, sweeping changes. Clarity plays a crucial role in this infrastructure. Clear communication about company values and everyone's responsibilities helps in creating a secure environment where employees feel confident in their roles. Beyond discussions, practical activities can also reinforce this culture. Encourage both employees and managers to engage with external knowledge sources like business books or industry conferences. Organize cross-departmental visits or field trips within the company to foster mutual understanding and collaboration. Consider implementing skip-level meetings, where top leaders directly interact with junior team members, bypassing immediate supervisors to broaden perspective. In all these activities, continuously prompt your team to reflect on recent acts of courage or even mistakes. This fosters a culture of continuous personal and professional growth. In cultivating such an environment, you're not just enhancing individual careers, but fundamentally strengthening the organization's capacity for innovation and resilience. Part 7, Fostering a Workplace Where Every Voice Matters. Picture your workplace. Visualize the diverse group of people you interact with daily, those you sit beside, across from, or only see during lunch breaks or in meetings. Despite sharing the same industry, each person brings a unique set of traits and preferences that contribute to the workplace's dynamic. This diversity, while enriching, can also pose challenges in creating a cohesive and inclusive culture. Managers play a crucial role in this dynamic. The key principle here is that managers should establish a culture where every individual feels acknowledged and heard. Leaders themselves are diverse, each with their own style of management. Some may prioritize autonomy, giving their team members substantial freedom to work independently. This approach can be empowering for some, but disconcerting for those who thrive under close guidance. Conversely, a very hands-on leadership style might restrain those who flourish on self-initiative, potentially stifling creativity and the expression of new ideas. Recognizing the varying needs of employees is essential. Some might be the silent wounded, people who have previously spoken out, only to be met with negativity, making them hesitant to share their thoughts again. Others might be the silent ponderous, individuals who prefer to take their time before voicing their opinions. A skilled manager discerns when to step back and when to step in, providing the right balance of independence and support tailored to each employee's needs. Consider the employee who frequently sends emails full of ideas but lacks actionable plans. A good leader should guide these enthusiastic contributors towards more structured and thoughtful participation without dampening their spirit. Effective coaching doesn't mean providing all the answers. Instead, it involves empowering employees to speak up confidently and constructively. Encourage them to define their goals clearly, reflect on what they've tried, and understand the outcomes of their actions. This process helps them identify what they need to succeed in future discussions. Ultimately, equipping your team with the skills to articulate their ideas courageously and thoughtfully is the cornerstone of building a culture where everyone not only feels heard but can genuinely thrive. By nurturing such an environment, managers can ensure that every employee feels valued and integral to the organization's success. Final summary. Establishing a courageous culture within your organization is more than a strategic move. It's a transformative endeavor that nurtures a sense of worth and inclusion among employees. When workers feel genuinely appreciated and supported, they are more likely to share innovative ideas and valuable insights that can propel a company forward. In such an environment, every employee, from the newest intern to the most seasoned executive, feels empowered to voice their thoughts and suggestions. This open exchange not only fosters a dynamic and adaptable workplace, but also plays a crucial role in retaining top talent. Employees are naturally more inclined to stay with a company where they feel their contributions make a difference and where their courage to speak up is celebrated. In summary, cultivating a courageous culture is essential for any business aiming to thrive in today's competitive landscape. It not only enhances employee engagement and loyalty, but also ensures that the organization continually benefits from a rich pool of ideas and perspectives. This is the foundation of a resilient, innovative, and successful company. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.